with Kyle and with Clark, Jimmy, it just opens the door for the players to come in, and they've got to be ready. Everyone's got to be ready. We try and get that into the players that opportunity will come your way. Suspensions, injuries, it always happens, and they've got to be in the right shape and in the right mindset to be called upon.
Has anyone moaned yet this season when they've not been part of it, Andy, or because of the spirit you've got here? And is everyone really understanding of the modern day game that not everyone can play?
Well, unfortunately, the manager can only pick 11 players. There's going to be disappointments, of course. But everyone wants to play in that dressing room. Like I say, 11 can play. It's just how you deal with it. It's just how you deal with it. You know, we've got to try and keep them motivated, keep them happy. And like I say, they will be called upon. It's not a team game, it's a squad game. You know, and like I say, injuries, suspensions come along quickly. And your chance will come. You've just got to be ready.
Taking on a team this weekend who haven't had the season that they'd have wanted so far, particularly at home, is it sort of catch 22 here that you think they'll get it right one day at home, it better not be us? Or is it one of those you look at and say, well, we have to really make them more miserable at home than they have been already?
Firstly, it's a tough game for us. There's no easy games. They've had a good result at Gillingham last week, but we go there looking to bounce back from the Wigan game. You know, we'll be concentrating on ourselves. We know it's a tough game. We need to be at it on Saturday because it will be a tough game. They're fighting to get out of the relegation zone, but more importantly, we're fighting to get back into the playoff position.
Has a general feeling been that the defeat here to Wigan is one of those that you have to look at and say Wigan are going to be really big challengers this season, and that's the way it is?
Yeah, we all know Wigan are a very good team and they will be up there. They play good football, but it's gone. We move on quickly from a defeat, and the best way to get out of the system is to go and get a performance and a result in Northampton. It's as simple as that.
You're coming up against a manager who you'll have played against as a player, won't you? Right at the highest level.
Yeah.
In his pomp, how good was Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink, Andy?
Jimmy was a good player. His movement was good. You know, he knew where the goal was. He was pace, he was strong. No wonder he played at top clubs. Very good striker. And obviously, equally as good manager.
When he hit it, they stayed hit, didn't they?
Well, they'd be just as well as a net there, I think, isn't it? Still be travelling there.
Was he the sort you liked playing against, that he would give you as good as he got? Was he that type of player?
He was a tough guy. He was a tough guy. But he was an intelligent footballer. You know, he knew where to move and where not to be. Yeah, I enjoyed playing against any striker, but Jimmy was all right. He's, like I say, he's a good player.
Just a final one from me. I think it's more or less a year since you walked through the door here, give or take a couple of weeks. Just how much have you enjoyed the last 12 months being part of this football club?
I mean, it's been a great learning curve for me, you know, working under the gaffer and close with him, watching him work. You know, he's managed it at a good level, and it's been a great learning curve for me, and I've enjoyed it. You know, we've had lots of positives at this club, you know, on the back of a promotion. We've started okay this season. We want to get better, but we've started all right, and just keep learning day by day. And I love being around the environment, on the training ground with the players. I want, my job is to try and improve the players if I can.
I think you've said before that one day a number one might be something that you'd look at. Has it really opened your eyes working so closely with Gary for how much these managers do these days?
Well, I mean, obviously Gary puts in a hell of a lot of work. His work ethic's incredible. He wants the best for the players. I think I'm just concentrating on my job here, trying to help Blackpool and the gaffer at this moment in time, not looking too far ahead.
2 o'clock kickoff this Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
bit bizarre.
Down to the rugby, is it?
Yeah.
Whatever the kickoff is, we're not too bothered. 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It's a game of football that we look to go and enjoy and try and get a result.